Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 81, Speech Therapy. I want to thank everyone who commented and emailed me with your vote as to whether or not we should do the Silk on episode 81 or wait till 85. It was a slim margin, but 85 won out. A lot of you felt that the routine of doing the fiber episodes on the every fifth episode was good and you liked that and you wanted to continue that. Some of you did say that you are very intrigued about the Silk story and didn't know if you could wait. But I appreciate it if you would, just a little while. If nothing else, it'll help me get a little bit more research done. So today, I'm going to talk about something very different. Some of my colleagues had noticed that whenever I do the podcast, I speak a little bit slower and a little bit clearer than I do in my everyday life. And they also have commented on the fact that sometimes I'll slow down to make sure that I get a word pronounced correctly. They thought it was a little odd, and maybe it is. I wanted to explain why. You see, I didn't start talking until I was almost 4 years old. Delayed speech is one of those symptoms of dyslexia. My parents were concerned about it, and they did take me to the doctor to make sure that there was nothing wrong with my hearing. Various other tests were performed, and I was declared to be perfectly normal but slightly stubborn. And when I started talking in full sentences and paragraphs. And one other thing was very clear. I had a speech impediment. And when I went to school, I had problems. One of the biggest problems was that I couldn't even say my name. I had what's called a lazy R. And instead of making the R sound, I made a W sound. So my name was Carrie. And my sister, who's Laura, her name came out as Lorla. I learned pretty quickly to keep my mouth shut. The kids teased me tremendously. And the teachers didn't help because they kept saying, "What? What?" So when I was at school, I would stick to one-syllable words. I would say yes, and I would say no. And that was about it. And when I came home from school, I was full of words ready to burst out, and I would talk nonstop, which drove my mother nuts. And when the teachers would complain, "Well, she's so quiet, she never says anything," my mother would not believe them. She didn't understand how horribly shy and how much the teasing hurt. It took the teachers a little while to realize that I needed speech therapy. In the third grade, they caught me. And they put me into speech therapy. This was probably one of the worst things that ever happened to me in my life. The speech therapist just sat me down with a box with pictures in it and told me to say the words. And I said the words. She'd say, "Say rooster." And I said, "Wooster." And she said, "No, rooster." And I said, "Wooster." And she said, "No, rooster. And I said, Wooster! And she said, no. For 30 minutes every week, I would sit in a room saying, Wooster, Wooster, Wooster. Now, supposedly, the box had pictures of other things in it, but I never got past that damn rooster. Then, one day, my mother met me at school, which was very odd, because I usually walked home, and my mother worked late, and I would walk home, and I'd be on my own. But this day, she met me at school with all of our belongings packed into the car, and we left, and we never went back to that school. The new school didn't realize I needed speech therapy. For another year, I got by. In the fourth grade, something wonderful happened. I got sent off to boarding school. Now, most people would think that that was fairly horrible, but not me. No. You see, this was a very special school. It was Beaumont Remedial School, and it was for kids that had learning disabilities. That was the first time in my life that I was ever accepted for who I was. I had people who actually laughed at what I said instead of how I said it. I had people who wanted to talk to me, and they wanted to listen to what I had to say. It was hard. The school required a routine of me. I had to write a story every single day. And I had to work on my spelling, and I had to work on my reading. But when I got those chores done, then they let me do math. And they let me do math as much as I wanted to, and they did not hold me back grade-wise. Unfortunately, the military decided that a learning disability would not be covered under their medical insurance, and my parents couldn't afford to keep me in the school. So, my fifth grade year, I was pulled out and put back into public school. My sixth grade year, I got called out of class. I hated being called out of class because it was always so embarrassing and it usually meant I was in trouble. And I tried very hard to never be in trouble. Well, it turned out that one of my teachers, who is anonymous, I have no idea who she is, decided that I needed speech therapy, and she sent me to Miss Bell. Miss Bell and I had a discussion, and I said I didn't have any problems with the way I talked. And she said, yes, you do. And I said, no, I don't. And she put a recorder down in front of me, and she recorded me. And then she played it back, and I felt as if I had gotten slapped in the face. I had no idea of how I sounded, because I wasn't hearing the words as they came out of my mouth. I was hearing the words in my mind as I formed them, and I was forming them perfectly clear as everyone else around me formed them. But when they came out of my mouth, oh, it was a different story. Once she convinced me that I needed help, then we worked on doing something about it. She drew me pictures, and she explained to me that the roof of my mouth was higher than most people, and that was why I was having trouble with the letter R. She also explained that there were three R's. There's a tr, which occurs in the front of the mouth, there's an R, which occurs in the middle of the mouth, and then there's an R, which occurs in the back of the mouth. And we worked on each one separately. But the one thing Miss Bell did for me that no one else did was she took time out to listen to me, and we talked. She would ask me about how things were and if I was having problems in school. She would listen to my complaints about the teachers who didn't understand about my disability and who were calling me lazy and stupid. She would listen to me when I talked about the kids who teased me, and she told me that it was right that it hurt, and it was all right that it hurt, and that it was okay that I was angry or I was upset about things. This was something I wasn't getting at home. She taught me how to speak clearly and to enunciate my words. She worked on my grammar as well as my R. And by the end of the sixth grade, I pretty much had my R down. But I continued to see her for another year. I cannot even begin to explain the wonders that she opened up for me. If it wasn't for Miss Bell, there's no way in hell I would be sitting where I am right now in front of a microphone talking to you. She gave me confidence and helped me build some elements of self-esteem. I want to say a big thank you to Miss Bell and for everything you did. And of course, I want to thank you, my listeners, for taking time out of your day to listen to me tell a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. If you would rather send me an email, my email address is Carrie, and that's Carry, autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.